This movie, Lobster, is directed by a Greek director whose name is unpronounceable, and he did a film prior to this that I've seen called Dogtooth, which is an outstanding movie. It is a movie about people who are taught things incorrectly. They live in kind of an alternate reality, and they make decisions based on those things they've been incorrectly taught, which seems appropriate on today to point that out. But The Lobster is his first English language film. And he is so good at making these points in his movies that are so potent, and if you're living through these situations that he's talking about, he just nails it. And The Lobster is very much about modern day dating. And I am single, and I have dated my whole life, and I like it that way. And I'll probably do it for about 5 more years and then whatever, give it up. Find someone and say, you'll do. But for the most part, I like it. I like the whole process of it. But there's a lot of terrible aspects of dating. And all of the terrible parts of dating, he nails so well. In the movie, Colin Farrell plays a guy named David, who is just divorced by his wife. And he goes to a place that makes you decide which animal you're going to be turned into if you have not found a mate within 45 days. And, which is an incredibly ridiculous process, but dating is an incredibly ridiculous thing to do. And so what I love about this movie is, first of all, that when I was watching the movie and they got to that plot point that you have 45 days, you're going to be turned into this, I loved it so much because one of my biggest complaints about dating is that there is no limit. There's no consequences to not finding somebody, right? When you, like, the dating market is so oversaturated now that you can go on a date with somebody, and 10 years ago, you could find someone who was like 60% hit what you're looking for, 70%, and then you just got into a relationship and you hope to turn it to 100, and or you just stayed in the relationship that wasn't that great, whatever. But now, when you go on a date, that person has to be 100%, because if they're not 100%, you're going to go home, and whatever dating site you're using, there's going to be 50 messages waiting for you, right? And so these false options that are here are going to make you over-evaluate who you're going out with. And what is great about The Lobster is it puts this limit on there, and it brilliantly kind of points to how people are in the way they date, how they stay on these sites for years and years and years, and they don't find somebody. And it kind of points to that situation. The other thing that the film does at this place is, when I was younger, before dating apps and sites started, I dated people based on just weird, intangible things, you know, how cute things they did with their mouths, and how you made each other laugh and everything. But now, with dating, there's this over-reliance on trying to find common ground, people. You try to forge this common ground because you don't know anything about them. You're looking at a computer screen. You're just looking at a picture of them. And so you think someone's really attractive, and your goal is to get this person, and you're going to forge this common ground. And the movie does that, too, for those who have seen it, where you have a character who is attracted to a woman who gets bloody noses, right? And he forces himself to start getting bloody noses. He physically forces himself to do this, and that connection right there is his chance to try to find this common ground. There's also the character, David, Colin Farrell's character, decides he wants to mate with this sociopathic, terrible woman. So he starts forging and acting like he is also a terrible sociopath because he's getting so desperate for this connection that he's trying to force, which, like I said, very much reminds me of modern-day dating. But what is interesting is I'm watching this movie, and I'm not going to give any spoilers that aren't in the trailers, but the first half reminded me so much of this, and it really was this commentary on it, but the second half of the film is an interesting counterpoint that is almost as bad, where he finds this group called the loners. And the loners, their situation reminds me more of dating when I was younger, where it wasn't people desperately trying to find a mate. They were actually forbidden to find a mate. So he finds Rachel Weisz's character, and this is all in the trailer. You can see him, like, forging a romance in the trailer. And suddenly, this other group, the loners who are an offshoot, or the enemies of this group that he's with at first, they forbid any sort of romantic connection. And you are not allowed to have any romantic gestures, not allowed to have sex in this group. And because of that, that forbiddenness allows him to be attracted to Rachel Weisz's character. And suddenly this love starts blossoming. But what ends up happening is this weird counterbalance where these two characters don't seem like they should be together, but what makes them so attracted to each other is this, you know, feeling they shouldn't be like this. And that reminded me so much of being younger and dating, where it wasn't necessarily trying to have two people who wanted to be with somebody, you know, trying to find reasons to be. It was more just fluid and organic. So it's kind of an interesting movie. I don't have all the answers of what he's saying. He's almost saying that both sides are kind of bad and all romance and all dating is just kind of terrible. But he also says that there's great points on both sides. And it's a movie that asks a lot more questions than it answers. And on top of that, it is a hilarious movie. It is one of the funniest movies I've seen this year. John C. Reilly is in it, who obviously has a comedic background, and he is pretty hilarious in it. And it's a movie that, for people who have seen it, I would like to hear their thoughts on it. Because, like I said, besides these sort of just random commentaries about dating, I don't 100% know what he's saying, but what I can grasp, I really, really like.